KO4 NUEO. Mobile.
Tour KN4 VWA.
Mobile.
I actually just ran into the guy I was telling you to go see about your summits on the air or your remote stuff, and you should give him a call. But anyway, what are you up to?
Field day.
Oh, field day. I just operated for a couple hours for him.
Field day over in Traverse Rest with the Gurry Club.
Worked them. A little while ago, I worked Matt.
Did I put the tower up or the other Matt?
Before he contest Matt.
I saw him over there working it. He's over there on an aircraft. And Gary was over there with his 991A, and he was helping out a new guy do sideband, and while I was there, they shifted over to FT8.
Over here, they're running FT8, CW, and sideband.
Over there, too, they just, I think they had four transmitting stations up.
I think four Alpha or something, I don't remember what their what they were, but I talked to Matt before the field day started. We talked, and then we also worked each other on for field day credit.
That's good. Yeah, those guys in Greer always do fairly well. They had Dave's trailer antenna down there with his truck. Dave's out in Wyoming or Montana.
As well, earlier by text and phone, and then I sent them a text, but I don't think they were hearing us quite yet from here anyway. But I may try and track him down out there when I get my station turned on at home.
Is he working on
it? We'll text him and find out. I'm not quite sure.
We're using K4 Sugarbaker up there at the Greer outfit.
SV, Dave's call sign at Greer.
All right. Well, I'm sure they'll do fairly well.
Sure they'll. Greer always does very, very well. And Dave started doing field day out west last year, I think. And they enjoy it out there. It's a lot of fun to travel out there and do that. So he's probably out there having a blast.
What call sign he's using? If they're using his back here, I'm just curious what he's using out there.
All the other guys that lives out there, they're probably using one of his. There's a bunch of guys out there that go. They actually got their own cook, and they do it upright.
That sounds good. Well, I saw a couple of portable tripods out there that Greer was using. But I won't be getting one. Man, one of them was made by Masterworks, and it's $800 just for the tripod.
Some cheap, but David Day kind of confirmed what I said. You know, mostly that stuff that you're talking about doing is 20 and 40 meters. And up here in North Carolina, according to him, they don't bother you about putting antennas in trees and stuff. So that may not be such a big issue for you that you think. Did you operate down there, or did you just hang out?
Didn't go to the field day last year because of COVID and all that. But it was my second field day. And this year, when I went there, I could understand and see what was going on and not be, you know, just a total greenie. And then next year, now that I'm getting pretty comfortable with it, I'll probably try to participate.
He had called me and asked me to come down there again this year, and I had already committed to some times up here, and the only time slots they had available were, you know, 10, 11 o'clock at night at 2 through 4 in the morning or something, and I'm already operating here 4 in the morning till 6 in the morning, so it just didn't really work out. But I told Dave Ivey to put me down for next year. Of course, I tell him that every year. You know, I can operate from like 6 to 8 or 6 to 10, but they had filled those slots this year, so no big deal. Operating up here is nice because it's 10 minutes from my house.
From your house? Is half hour from your house?
Oh, like 10 or 15 minutes, not far at all.
Exactly over there. Got in there next to the airport.
Jacksonville Airport. It's fairly close to that, yes, but not next to it.
General immediate area.
You could say that.
Yeah, I think I know where they are. That'd be fun. Well, who knows? I'll tell you what you do. Let me know next year if you actually do sign up for certain hours for Greer. And I'd love to come out around the same time and watch you operate.
I'll make an effort next year to maybe go down. You know, Greer, for their meetings, it's so far for me. I don't go to the meetings only because it's so far. If that club was closer, because it's even further than it is going to Mito's, if that club was closer, I would be very active in it because it's a good club and there's a lot of really good members there. So I'm not active with Greer only because of how far I got to drive.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm a member of Greer.
Couldn't resist.
There's one in every crowd, and I just found both of them. K4BWA.
Yep, roger that. Hey, Steve, I'm pulling in Ingles here. I got to grab a couple of items. I'm going to make some homemade pizzas today. So let me hop off here. If you're riding around, I'll be back on here in 10 or 15 minutes. ND7J.
Roger, roger. Well, I just pulled into the Hacienda also, and you're going to have to buy some stock at Ingles, brother. I'll talk to you soon. K4BWA, I'm clear.